The Sioux Locks Visitor Center is officially open for the 2023 tourist season. Open now through late fall. Exhibits in the center help visitors learn more about how the locks work, the vessels that pass through, and the role of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the Great Lakes. The visitor center goes back to 1966 when it was first opened. With the second Poe Lock nearing completion, a visitor center was constructed in the upper portion of Canal Park to serve visitors coming to watch the construction and the boats passing through. This center expanded in 1995 with the addition of more exhibit space. And it continues to grow even today. Inside the visitor center, we have anticipated 90% of the questions that visitors come in with. We have panels on the walls that answer those questions. We have interactive hands-on activities that answer those questions, said Michelle Briggs, Chief Park Ranger. The visitor center just installed a new interactive display during the off-season. We just installed a new exhibit we installed in March that I am particularly proud of. It has about 200 photos in it. Most of them are historic photos from a glass plate negative collection with a few modern pics mixed in. It really gives you a deep dive into Sioux Locks history and the operations of the facility, Briggs added. Sometimes people spend just a few minutes in the center, but many spend a fair amount of time. If you have a passing interest, we will answer all those questions very quickly. But if you are more interested, we do have displays and exhibits that take you deeper into the stories in more manageable ways, continued Briggs. The park rangers on staff are very knowledgeable and can help you with information about the locks and Sault Ste. Marie. Just outside the visitor center, an observation platform stands alongside the MacArthur Lock, providing great views of boats in the locks. The larger Poe Lock is located on the other side of the MacArthur Lock. This platform also features glassed-in areas to protect visitors from inclement weather, along with a ramp allowing access for wheelchairs and strollers. There are currently 5 park rangers working at the center, with one more on its way. The center will be open until at least the end of October from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. There is no charge to enter the park or visitor center.